USA Radio News with John Hunt.
After 47 days of protests in Portland, Oregon, President Donald Trump has sent in troops to help quell the violence.
Portland was totally out of control, and they went in, and I guess we have many people right now in jail, and we very much quelled it. And if it starts again, we'll quell it again very easily.
Oregon Governor Kate Brown, a Democrat, said she remains concerned about allegations that federal officers may be arresting people in violation of their constitutional rights.
Trump troops in Portland are definitely not the answer. As we saw, this only escalates the tension, and we need dialogue and de-escalation.
And Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler has demanded the troops leave immediately.
The words and actions from President Trump and the Department of Homeland Security have shown that this is an attack on our democracy. Keep your troops in your own buildings or have them leave our city.
This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by July 31st, and you'll save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
One federal health official is now not being allowed to testify before Congress next week, and USA's Kenneth Burns has the details.
The White House has blocked the head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention from testifying before Congress next week. Dr. Robert Redfield was going to talk about how to reopen schools safely, but an official at the White House said in a statement that Redfield had testified on the Hill 4 times over the last 3 months, and that they need their doctors focused on the pandemic response. The CDC has said it's still working on additional guidance for schools, but those guidelines won't likely be ready until the end of the month. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Arizona teachers are protesting the possible reopening of schools this fall as the coronavirus pandemic continues to spiral out of control in that state. In May, the state was seeing a 7-day average of about 500 new cases a day. Now the spikes are around 4,000 new cases per day. Republican Governor Doug Ducey is aiming to reopen schools statewide August 17th. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Family of a man who was punched, hit with stun gun jolts, and put in a neck restraint by a police officer outside a Las Vegas casino in 2017 has now reached a tentative $2.2 million settlement with the police. Boris Trazon, an attorney for the family of Tashi Brown, said the agreement settles a lawsuit filed on behalf of Brown's children that accused the Las Vegas police of excessive force and gross negligence in the 40-year-old's death. The Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department said in a statement that an amiable resolution was reached, but the settlement will go before the department's fiscal affairs committee for full approval. Representative John Lewis, the sharecropper's son who became a giant of the civil rights movement, passed away after a month-long battle with cancer. He was 80. The longtime Georgia congressman, an advocate of nonviolent protest, who had his skull fractured by Alabama state troopers on the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, was the last surviving speaker from the 1963 March on Washington. Lewis announced in late December that he was undergoing treatment for stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Lewis had served in the U.S. House of Representatives since 1987, where he was sometimes referred to as the conscience of Congress. His illness didn't stop him from fending off a primary challenge in June. He won with 87% of the vote. Lewis' wife of 44 years, Lillian, died on New Year's Eve 2012. They're survived by one son, John Miles. Get updated on your news anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.